Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Aaron Roth Shichyu. Mishnah Smar says to advance Rabbi Shmuel, Mishnah Tzuk and Ratzat Echanos Rabbi Meir Zev. And the Refuas, Dina Baruch Abbas Esther Hadassah. And Chayu Chev Feg Abbas Michal Dispasio. And is based on a Sicha given by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shabbos Parshas Maaseh, Shabbos Parshas Tvarim, in the year 1984. Okay, it was a good year. Rambam writes, this is a Rambam in Surei Bia, Shosh Tvarim Nuchim Yisrael Lebris, B'milu Tvila V'Kolban. Milois of Mitzvahim, Tvilois of Midbar, Koyd and Matan Torah, Bekarbon, Shnemar, Abishach, Hasnar, Bein, Shov, El, Oilis, Aydei, Koy, Yisrael, Ekrivim, Bechen, Ador, Shiyot, Akum, Nikamis, Lebris, Zerach, Milo, Tvila, Vatsaras, Karbon, Shnemar, Kochem, Kager, Matan, Bemila, Vatvila, Vatsaras, Karbon, Afager, Ladaris, Bemila, Vatvila, Vatsaras, Karbon. The Rambam says three ways the Jewish people entered into the covenant, Milo, Tvila, and Karbon. Milo was in Mitzrayim, Tvila was in the Midbar, for Matan Torah. And Karban also at Matan Torah brings a pasuk to that effect. And also Ladaris, when an Akum, this was changed by the censor, Ka Yadua Bakama Forsim, when an Akum wants to enter the Bris, he requires Mila Tfil and Atzos Karban, and he brings a pasuk to that effect. Kochem Kager, just like you came in with Mila Tfil and Atzos Karban, so to Ager Ladaris. Next halacha, after he explains what the carbon agar is, the Rambam Mamshich, who is manazeh she'ain sham carbon, tzarech mila v'tfila, k'shevin abeis hamikdash shevi carbon. With manazeh, there's no carbon, so it requires mila and tfila. Carbon isn't necessary when the beis hamikdash is built, he's going to bring his carbon. So he pashed this halacha and it's mashma, that bizmanazeh becomes a ger gomra aliden mila v'tfila bilvad. And yezachiyah, when the beis hamikdash is built, he's also going to have to bring a carbon, k'shevin abeis hamikdash. Yavi carbon, the beer gittel of a time of Shaldin Zeh, Shabizmanazeh Nasik Ger Gomra de Mila Batfila Bilvad. So, in explaining this din, that Bizmanazeh, he becomes a Ger Gomra, Aide Mila Batfila Bilvad, even though Bizman Matan Torah, you needed three things. But, Bizmanazeh, two is enough. Writes the Ragat Shavagon, Kayadua, that the Rebbe had broad correspondence with the Ragat Shavagon. The Rak, the Kotchim Le Mikri Adain Yisrael Gamu, Aval the Shar Dvorim Hoviki Yisrael Lechol Dovo, Vim Kain Bizmanazel Le Mechaser Klal Bishvila Korban. So only as far as Kotchim is concerned, he's not Yisrael Gamu, but for other things, he's Ki Yisrael Lechol Dovo, and if so, Bizmanazel, because of the carbon, he lacks nothing. He's a full-fledged Jew. Stauf men verstehen, we have to understand. From dem, was der Roget Shavir sagt, ob es bismane ze, loy mechassir klal. From the fact that the Roget Shavir writes that bismane haze, he lacks nothing, even though Benugel Kachim is not a Yisrael Gomer yet. But bismane haze is totally a Jew. Says the Chayra Muchach, as er meint er mit die Kedushas Yisrael b'shaychetz tzudinam anoigim b'zman hazeh. As by a ger b'zman hazeh felt gornished in Kedushas Yisrael. So as far as b'zman hazeh goes, he lacks nothing in his Kedushas Yisrael. Well, the Chayra emes take as achilas kotchim is an inyan vos is nisht b'zman hazeh. Aber wie war der Tam, was a ger, on a korban bizman abayis, is also bachilas kotchen, is vile and lushen from rogachover, the kotchen loy mikri adain Yisrael, gomur, ain all of din Yisrael. So it's true that achilas kotchen, we don't have bizman as it. But since the reason a ger, without a korban bizman abayis, is also bachilas kotchen, is because, in the language of the rogachover, Lekachim loy mikri adayin Yisrael gamor. He's not fully a Jew as far as Kachim is concerned. Ein alav din Yisrael. Unachmer, like he writes elsewhere. V'havei kemoi ben noyach lekachim. Ooh. And he's even like a ben noyach when it comes to Kachim. So it's tamua. V'yishayich zogin as the alav was hoven zich megayil gevein. Zint dem kol echubim beis hamikdash. Hoven zei benogea gewisse inyonim. Nicht gehat oif sich dem din von Israel gamu. Und noch mehr, sie sehen gewinn, kamoi bin ein Neujahr, could that be? How's it shaykh to say that everybody was Megayer, from Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there were great people included in that, some Gedolei Yisrael, so they're not Yisrael and Gemur? They're like Goyim? To a certain extent, they're kamoi b'nei noyach. They don't have a din Yisrael gamur. That's what it seems like. Zois v'yisera mizu, siz bavus di tshuve, fun Rambam, zu Rebbe Vadia Hager, wo der Rambam schreibt, as de meile fun Rebbe Vadia is gresser vi de meile fun alle andere b'nei Yisrael, weil alle eden sehnen sich Messiaches zu Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, aber Gerim sehnen sich Messiaches le Misha Omar v'hoya Oilam zu dem Eibishter. It's known, the famous tshuva of the Rambam, to Rav Avadya Hager, the Rambam writes, that the Maila of Rav Avadya is greater than the Maila from all the other Jews. Why? Because all the other Jews are related to whom? To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And who's Rav Avadya Hager related to? Hashem himself. If you're converting, you're related to Hashem himself. If we say that a ger bizman hazeh is like a ben noyach, so how does he write to Rav Avadya Hager that he's even greater than Bnei Yisrael? And the Rambam is not going to say something. It's pashut. The Rambam isn't going to say anything that's against Torah's emes. Just to be ma'oideit, he's already negating. Don't think, Chas v'shalom, the Rambam is making up stories to make him feel better. Against Torah's emes. No. You really have this ma'ila, Rav Avadya Hager. You're gevaldik. You're miyuchas to Hashem. L'hoir, as the Rambam schreibt dort in Hemshech von der Tshuva Hanar zu Rav Avadya, וכל מה שאמרנו לך בעניין הברוכס שלא תשנה. כבר ראי לזה כמו שנספרש בירושלמי, תוני בשם רבי יהודה גר עצמי, מייבי ביקורן וקוירס נוסח הוידוי, מי טיימה כי אוב המון גויים נסתיך, אוב לכל הבריאס, הנה נסבר לך. He says, everything I told you within ברוכס, you can say like everybody else. You can read the psukim. When you say vidui bikurim, you can also say avoseinu. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael was really given avoseinu. Because every ger is also the child of Avram Avinu. Therefore, when a ger davens, he can say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. In other words, he's bringing a raya about how to act today with regard to brachas from a ger bizman habayis, just like a ger bizman habayis can say the Nusach of Avoseinu, the land you gave our forefathers, because the Ger is also Miyuchas, Avraham Avinu is Avraham on Goyim. So too, Av Harehu Av L'Kol Oilam Kula Shenichnosim Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, that's the Rambam right. Since bring a raya that the Ger Bizman Abayis to a Ger Bizman Azeh. Just like a Ger Bizman Abayis is Miyuchas to Avraham, so to a Ger Bizman Azeh. Nafkamina L'Nyan Brachas. So you see that a Ger B'zman Hazeh would seem to be no different than a Ger B'zman HaBayis, and the Ger B'zman HaBayis obviously bring a carbon. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So first the Rebbe gives a pshat, and then he rejects it, kedarko, that he offers various explanations, and he shows why the other ones aren't good, and then he gets to the one that he likes the most. Lashon of the Rambam is, shekorbonoi ikvoi liyois ger gomer, that his korban is ma'akev him for being a ger gomer, es halt im op. It's holding him back, not b'loshin chiyuv, that the carbon makes him a oisa oisa ger gamur, just the lack of the bringing of the carbon is me'akev him from being a ger gamur. Since he has to bring a carbon and he's not bringing a carbon, that stops him from being a ger, but not that the carbon makes him a ger gomer, it just stops him. The Rambam writes three things in the Yisrael Nichnas with the Bris, Mila Tefila v'Karbon, V'chein L'Doiris. You need mila tefila of a carbon, nodes, you need all three things. But two are part of the Maisa Geiris, mila and tefila. And number three, you have to remove the problem of the carbon. If you didn't bring the carbon, it's holding you back. Hadavar hamachnis babris is mila and tefila. And then there's the hasara ha'aryeh, that's the davar hamakev, that's the carbon. So it was manazeh that there's no carbon al pitoira. Ein dover hameakev. And therefore, through mila and tefila, he becomes a ger gamur. Once he becomes a ger gamur, it's latamid. And that's why even if he's chazer l'suro, he stops keeping mitzvahs, as often happens. He's still Jewish. So we can say that this din, that a gershon is garb is manazeh, is considered a ger gamur. And we can say that he's even considered a ger gamur linyan achilas kachin. According to the Rambam, even with regard to achilas kachin, he's considered a ger gamur. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, he's mutter ba'achilas kachim even before he brings a carbon. He's a ger gamur kochol kishrei kishrei Yisrael. And this din, that a gershon is garb is manazeh, is a ger gamur, the Rambam is merames in Hilchas Dinei Giyur and Hilchas Asurei Bia. Afterwards, kishir kakam lekanis lebris, tzarech mila, 13 parat, tzarech mila tefila ba'atzeres carbon, he continues. Was manazeh shein sham carbon tzarech mila b'tefila. Bismanazeh mashman, that the Knesset of the Bris Bismanazeh is the same Knesset of the Bris, but in a different way. In other words, the same Knesset of the Bris is done by Mila and Tefila. And then he writes, Kshebana Beis HaMikdash Yavi Karbonim. Now he's got a new din, he's a Chiv HaVos carbon. But maybe even before he brings the carbon, he's Mutter Bachilas Kachim, because he's already a Ger Gamor. And the explanation is that it's Dafka Mila and Tefila that bring him into the Bris, and the carbon is just a Ma'akev. The two inyanim when coming into the bris. One is Vavies Chamelai, Vitim Liskulim Mikol Amim, and then Mamlechas Koinim Vagoy Kadosh. A little bit differently, there's the Kesher, Shenichna Sebo Nefesh Kedosha, and then there's the Shimi Gavra, that it goes even to his kochus hanefesh. That's in seen mila tefila navos kara. Mila tefila bring the nefesh into the kedusha. Mila removes him from Tumas Amim, Tvila brings him into Kedushas Yisrael. Look in the Chivas Harad Bazin, Chelik Kimot Tavkavku Yud Zayin Gil Yoni Ashas, Yivamis Menvav Amid Beis. So Mila's Hasaras are all its removal of the Tumas Amim, and the Tvila's Achnas of the Kedushas Yisrael. Mashayin Kain, Havos HaKorban, that's a Doro and a Mincha Lashem, to give him Nachas Ruach. Korban Lashem Keiruv, Kiruv HaKoichos V'Achushim. That's a Shinui Mahus that changes his essence. Now he's much closer to his father. So that's the Malachas Kainim B'Goy Kaddish. His Manabayis V'Shachanti V'Soicham we had a Saranisim the Beis HaMikdash Gilu Elokus. So then the Avoda was B'Koichos HaGluyim V'Apnimim V'Vanav V'Saga B'Elokus Avad Hashem B'Yerasoi. And therefore, you needed there to be a carbon, kirav koichas, bring more your koichas to Hashem, which makes him his managolus. The ikar avoid is not so much in the revelation of our koichas apnimim, but rather the asiyah befoil, the bittul, the mesiris, the kodesh baruch, kabbalah soul, mesiris nefesh. And therefore, just bringing yourself into kedusha, like the mila v'tvila, is enough of a geiris. Lay mechaser klal. You're not lacking anything. So it's a complete geirus. Because he went into Kedusha. And that's all that's necessary. That's the law of Raga Chava says, if his man is Eloi Mechaser Klal, his man is he lacks nothing because he came into the bris, Mila and Tevila. The rakla kachim lo mikri adayin Yisrael gomer, but that's not necessary bizman hazeh, because the kachim part is just a ma'akev. But it's not part of his etzim knisa labris. It's only ma'akev if it's necessary, but if it's not necessary, it's not ma'akev. If it's not shaykh, then it's not ma'akev bizman hazeh. So every day we say Shalos Sani Goy. We had one time Geiris, but every day we say Shalos Sani Goy. What are the odds of you being a Goy if you were a Jew yesterday? Just say it once at your bar mitzvah and that's it. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha Shalos Sani Goy, is like Yitzias Nishmasai, that Shalos Nidbak Ba Nishmas Nochri. The Nishama of a Goy wasn't Nidbak, didn't connect to you overnight. In other words, every day there's a chiddush. As lo nidbak ba nishmas nachri, you have to make a new bracha. So every day is a shtickle geiris. And therefore, lo mechaser klal, it's like a new bris with Hashem that's not lacking. You don't need the, we don't need the carbon bizman is it. So maybe that's a gevaldik, a makor for bris mila. Not bris mila. Tvila. Every day, that's people are makbids to be toivel every day. So every day is a new geiris. Shalos ani goy, shtickle geiris. So you're also doing tefillah. This is kedusha. Anyway, that's the this mahalach in the Rambam. Of course, there's loads more to say. So mitzvah Hashem, we've discussed this in the past, and we will discuss it b'lein adam more in the future. Thank you for listening. Shalom.